96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
It's like he's just legendary. He's a beautiful person. He's a beautiful person musically.
Prince is not gone. He just has transcended.
Purple rain.
From New York to the Paisley Park compound in Minneapolis, Minnesota, millions continue to mourn the death of Prince. Images of fans in tears have been seen on TV and social media. The grief has been palatable. But grief isn't just an issue for fans of celebrities. We all feel it, and many of us have a hard time dealing with it. Well, tonight, my guests are talking about that. Dr. Sherry Blake is a clinical psychologist, and Dr. Rosalind Acker-Black is a psychologist and CEO and founder of Marriage Exposed. We want to talk about grief tonight, whether you are grieving for Prince or grieving for a loved one, for a friend, for a relative. If you are having difficulty dealing with mourning, with grief, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Certainly, you can always comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. Dr. Roz and Dr. Blake, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Hi. Thanks so much for having us.
Yes, thank you.
This is really a tough topic for a lot of people. As I mentioned, people were crying about Prince. I know during last night's special show on his life and legacy, listening to his music, I even felt goosebumps when I listened to Purple Rain and so much of his incredible music. Dr. Blake, talk to me about what's going on inside of people when they are grieving, whether it's for an icon like Prince or anyone.
You know, we all loved Prince, and Prince was indeed an icon, and we grew up with him. And so people feel like they are part of his family. They're definitely fans. And although, you know, we may have not lived with Prince, we grew up with his music and all his artistic ability. So when you hear about, you know, death, like in any situation, when I heard about his death, I was like millions of others. First is a sense of denial. That couldn't be. You know, you're just in shock. There's a sense of just total disbelief. And that's one of the stages people deal with when they start dealing with grief. You go through the shock, disbelief, then you tend to bargain. And I'm sure many people out there was bargaining, like, don't let that be true. That surely is not true. So we tend to bargain. Then we know we tend to move on to other phases where it's just a depression. And people right now are still in that shock phase. They're still in that total disbelief. And there are some other stages we'll talk about as we go along. But that initial shock is like someone hit us with a brick wall. We cannot believe. He was just in Atlanta last week.
Yeah, absolutely, Dr. Blake. In Atlanta. And so I can understand how people could be, you know, shocked by it. You know, Dr. Roz, I know you're a fan of Prince.
I am.
How were you yesterday?
Well, you know, I saw something come across Facebook. I was on Facebook, and I saw a post from TMZ, and it said fatality.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, okay, let's pray that. Immediately, I'm like, okay, let's hope it's not Prince. And then, like, seconds later, it was confirmed that it was Prince.
He was everywhere.
And it just, I was heartbroken. For lack of better words, it took me by surprise. It was just very surreal. Because here is this iconic person who is a mystery, mm-hmm. really, to some of us, to his fans. But we love that about him.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just, the people like that, you just think that they're going to live on forever. Mm-hmm. And we know that there's a time where death is going to happen. But it just didn't appear that it was his time. Because, you know, you think about where he lived, mm-hmm. a healthy life, you know.
But let me ask you, mm-hmm. because as it, whether it's Prince or your best friend,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, a family member, you know, for example, and how do people manage that the heaviness in the chest, the bottomless sorrow that a lot of people often feel, what is the first thing that they should do? Should they just go ahead and just let it out, or what?
Well, it's great. And Dr. Sherry had mentioned earlier the five stages of grief that we go through. And so that very first stage is going to be that denial. And so, you know, as clinical psychologists, we like to tell people to be in your emotions. Feel whatever it is that you're going to feel, because you have to get it out at some point. And so it's okay if that, you know, it's okay to let those emotions out. It's just what you do with that in that emotional state that makes the difference.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about grief tonight. How do you manage the emotions of grief, of sorrow? What is the best way to deal with those feelings? Let's go to the phone lines. Diana, calling from College Park. Diana, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Thank you. How are you this evening?
I'm doing just fine.
Well, after the initial shock and the crying and the sorrow, the best way to deal with grief or the passing of a loved one, especially now that we lost Prince, is mimic his good behavior. Number one, and play that music as loud as you can. Show this younger generation that there's a big difference between adore you and bitch better have my money. So, I mean, you know, play that music and just mimic every good thing that he did. Prince was about his the community. He went to Baltimore. Help your community out as Prince did. Everyone in your family that helped the community, that passed and that was a good steward and kept the faith and everything in those terms.
Well, I think, Diana, you make an excellent point there. What do you think about that, Dr. Blake, where you take the opportunity to channel the energy that, that a good person may have inspired in you?
Oh, absolutely. I think that was an excellent suggestion, because we do have to remember that person, especially someone who has been there and done so much and spoken out in so many ways. He was indeed a model. And I know a lot of people, I would suggest, take the time to really look at what he has contributed. He was one of the first bit of people that I was aware of that really looked at music as a business. And that was a big deal. He got his own music back. And I think when we look at things like that, we really have to honor that. And it's so important to understand everyone grieves differently. There's no book that says this is the only way and this is the right way to grieve. We have to be there for one another. We have to allow our feelings. We have to be able to feel and allow yourself to feel.
Because you mentioned the five stages and you mentioned the initial shock. What's the second stage?
After you go through the shock and disbelief, there's a sense of bargaining, and you know, people like, surely it couldn't be. After you go through that bargaining, there's a sense of depression that sits in, a sense of sadness that tends to sit in. And when you go through that depression, everybody experiences things differently. And so then you'll move on to, like, many people move on to a phase of anger and agitation. They just, you know, they're very irritated about it, angry about the death. Then you get to a point of acceptance. But what we should know, those stages are not clear and cut. We tend to waver back and forth. That's why, you know, you tend to look around in a month or two and say, I still can't believe he's dead.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about grief tonight. How do you manage it after you lose a loved one? Janice calling from Woodbridge, Virginia. Thanks for calling, Janice. What are you thinking?
Hi. Well, I was just thinking that you look at the excellence of the person which drew you to that individual. Prince was a humanitarian. He was an excellent musician. He was small in stature but large in stature, just the magnitude of his life. And then you look at how blessed you were to have been able to participate in that, whether up close and personal or from a distance.
Hmm. Well said, Janice. Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Roy, calling from Arlington, Virginia. What do you think, Roy?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Your conversation today hits me. I lost my dad. Me and my dad was best friends.
Wow.
I've been dealing with it. My dad died early. The five kids, I'm the middle child. You know, when things happen, my mother came to give me a call. She called me late one night. I ran over. I was in the ambulance with him. I saw him go through it. You know, I had to stop at the emergency room door when they took him back. My chest is heavy.
When did this happen?
My father died back in 2000, and then my baby brother died a couple months ago.
So how are you managing this right now?
I'm not. You know, when Dad died, I promised my mom, I moved closer to my mother when he died. I said, you know, I'll move closer and I'll try to help you all that I can.
Yeah. Well, hold on for a minute, Roy, because this is really, really critical. Mm-hmm. And if Dr. Roz can, very briefly, it's been 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
What does he need to do to address that heavy heart 17 years after losing his father, best friend?
Well, I think we have to understand that it's an emotional trauma. And obviously he said that him and his father were best friends. And so that attachment that he has to his father is great. And there's no way that could ever be diminished. And so in terms of it sounds like he's still even in the stages, in the five stages. And so he may just be at the depression stage where he's still trying to manage it. And then to lose another, to lose his baby brother, mm-hmm. you know, so that nobody expects to lose a younger sibling. So it sounds like he's really dealing with a lot. And I would encourage him to actually get into grief counseling.
Mm-hmm.
I would absolutely encourage
that. Would that be something that you would consider, Roy?
Yeah, I'm going through a lot right now. You know, it got so bad, I started having headaches in the back. You know, when my baby brother mm-hmm. was diagnosed with throat cancer, I never did tell him that he was terminal. I was with him every day, 3 a.m, whenever he called me, I would jump out of bed and go to see him. You know, now that he's gone, you know, his daughter walked across the stage the day before he died. His son walked across the stage the day after he died.
Let me ask Dr. Blake, Roy, before I let you go, mm-hmm. because we've got a lot of folks on the line, some suggestion for Roy, because it seems to me that he is really in a great position to be the strength of the family as these losses happen. What do you think, Dr. Blake?
Absolutely. Roy, you know, you are like so many people out there. You know, you're the strong person. You sort of hold it together. But even with that, you really have to take time for yourself, and you have to allow yourself to breathe.
Absolutely.
And the process hasn't been completed. And it would be very helpful. I know you're busy, to take the time to get that grief counseling, to sit down, to let go, and to be able to cry, and it's okay. And through your vulnerability, you'll see so much strength, and others will see it too.
Well, Roy, thank you so much for calling. Certainly our condolences for you and your family, but certainly let's hope that this is an opportunity to turn that grief process around so that you can be healthy, not only just emotionally, but also physically. So thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I need to take a break, but we want to hear more from our listeners tonight, those that are going through a grieving process, whether it is about Prince or it's a loved one or even a pet, because that's also a very, very serious emotional situation for people that are going through the grieving process. So if you are on the line, that includes Kent calling from Clarksburg, Virginia, and Kimberly calling from Baltimore, please stay on the line, listen to your phones. And I promise we will be taking your calls in just a minute. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More of this conversation about dealing with grief in just a moment.